Audio Gravity, 9th of November 2009. First link for you today, pocket-lint.com. Have a news item, O2 to let customers unlock iPhones. Hot off the press today. iPhone users entirely free to move to another network after contract is up. Now, you might know or you might not know, but I had an iPhone 3G as soon as they came out. Mainly because I was working on a project for a company that required me to have a phone for the launch, and we were going to create a bit of buzz about it because we were in the first 500 applications to be launched in the App Store, which was a really good testament for using social networks to get hold of people, to get us in to the App Store very quickly. And a lot of work, a lot of development work went into getting the first version up there. I've had the phone 17 months now. And although it has had a replacement logic board, it is still going strong, although it does slow down on the odd occasion. I think it's because of that changed part. Ideally, I could do putting it back into an O2 store to get them to send it off again and fix it. But because it's not doing it all the time, it's very difficult to sort of argue the toss about it. So at some point, I'll be looking at either another phone, probably not a contract phone, but probably one bought straight out. And there's a whole bunch of stuff on the market. You know, there's the Google phone, the Android phones, there's the new Nokias, there's a whole bunch of Linux-based phones that are coming out, smartphones. And I'll probably go for a decent video blogging phone that supports a high resolution from the video blogging that I've been done before, so that we can get a really, start to progress the mobile broadcasting side in terms of quality, because I think a lot of people don't use it because of the sound quality and the video picture quality isn't that great. I would like a 3GS, but I'm not prepared to pay for, a stupid price to pay for one off a contract. The best thing about O2 releasing me from the contract, if you like, is that now I can use any SIM in my iPhone, which is great. So the way that you do this is that you request via a message to O2 to be able to be unlocked. You get a message back after a week or a couple of weeks, mine took. And then it says you sync it with your iTunes. It comes up on the iTunes telling you that you can now use any SIM in it. Take your existing SIM out, put another one in, and it just works straight away. So I've been looking at T-Mobile because they have a really good package for pay-as-you-go. And they have like a Web and Walk package, which is unlimited data for 5 days. I think it works out as. And it's ideal for, doing all your data stuff that you need to do, audio booing, etc. Next link today is over on webdev.stephband.info. This is a bit of jQuery. Not sure what I'd use this for. It's a bit gimmicky, really, but it's a nice effect. JParallax has a major overhaul in readiness to be released as version 1. Layers are now freezable. The last feature I wanted to implement, and the code is more J and compact. I'm not sure what he means by that, and been really encouraged by the great comments, so thank you everyone. I just need you to test the demo, tell me it's working in your browser. And so at the bottom of this page you have a bunch of images, the foreground, the middle and the back, and then when you hover over them they all sort of move independently, which is, like I say, it's a nice effect, and it'd be good if you could link some of the elements together where you could sort of scroll up and down and move across and unhide stuff in certain layers so that you can click on something. Literally you have to have a bit of user participation to scroll across and up and across to click something. That'd be quite nice, but it's just shows you what can be done with jQuery. Fantastic piece of code. Next link today is over on polleverywhere.com. Live audience polling. Ask your audience a question, then answer using SMS, text, messages, Twitter, or the web. See real-time results in your web browser or PowerPoint. This is very cool. CNN are using this, and also TechCrunch and the Boston Globe. You've got a whole bunch of stuff in there. You can get audience choice awards, texting questions and answers to expert panels, green surveys at conferences, text feedback to a presenter. And there's a whole bunch of stuff on there. The pricing's pretty good as well. You can have an audience size of 30 for free of charge, a personal account of 50 people, $15 a month, going right up to the platinum, which is 20,000 people for $1,400 a month. And very slick site, very simple, and just a really great audience polling tool, really. Next link is Moniter, spelt with two T's, MONITER.com. This is a Twitter monitor, lets you monitor the Twitter world for a set of keywords, and you can watch what people are saying in real time. That's quite nice. So you've got three words in the three search boxes. You can literally start tracking things for keynotes and things like that. So anybody talking about something specific, you can watch this. Very similar in the way to the way that, TweetDeck works, but obviously not real time. They are obviously using the API at Twitter to be able to pipe all this stuff in live. Next link today is over on KomodoMedia.com. I've been using this on a few sites now for about a year. The jQuery feed menu, instead of just having one RSS button for one feed, you've got this RSS button with a little drop-down arrow. You click on the drop-down arrow, and underneath it, it shows you a bunch of RSS feeds and Atom feeds. So you can add all of your feeds to all of your sites on the web into this one area, and then people can click on it and subscribe to the individual ones. I just really like the condensed, minimal nature of it. And finally, a link to finish off with for your RSS reader, Minimal Mac, Your Mac Simplified, a whole bunch of Mac-related stories that are perfect for your RSS reader while you're mobile. Right, that's it today. I'll speak to you tomorrow. Bye.